The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
They approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him, owed to him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying back, this master ordered him to be sold, and along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him the much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when these fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed. They went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me too. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my Heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive the brothers from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Usually for the Jews, 3 times the maximum they can revenge. And Peter already improved a lot. He said 7 times. And they expect praise from Jesus, from 3 to 7. But then Jesus says, I don't tell you 7, but 70 times 7, we know that is forever, everlasting. Jesus once says, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Perfection for us is doesn't mean to the full, but every day has space to improve. Each one of us, all the way, and even though we have been in the religious life for 60 years, 70 years, so we have space to improve. Don't tell yourself, I'm okay, I'm already success in my spiritual life, and I can rest. Jesus doesn't accept this concept. Always, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect.